I would like to now begin the program with my dear comrade, Pam Tali.
Well, you know my name. My name is Pam Tali. And together with Chui Chang today, we're going to be your MCs. I'm going to start by sharing my story. And I'll be followed by Chui Chang, who will share her story. And we're going to do this because we want to model for you what we hope that you will be able to do during breaks, outside at lunch, during the workshop. Each one of us here has a story. It's very important. There's a purpose, there's a reason that brought us today here, and we need to share it with each other and to learn. So I'm going to begin. My journey began in 1969 as a student at Cal State Hayward. And there I was drawn by the Black Panther Party's call for students to return to community and to be there to serve the people. Return to community was for me San Francisco Chinatown, where families like mine endured exploitation, poverty, high rates of tuberculosis, suicide, racist schools, deplorable housing, police harassment of our youth, domestic abuse, drug use, alcoholism, discrimination in hiring and housing, the list goes on. So my return to community had me volunteering at the Asian Legal Service Draft Help, an organization housed in the International Hotel on Kearney Street. You know that place? Back in the day, young men were drafted into the military with the likelihood of being deployed to Vietnam. Asian Legal Service Draft Help conducted education about the war and assisted draftees in filing for, among other things, conscientious objector status. On campus, I, along with a handful of others, was organizing to win Asian studies. And it was with this group of friends that we piled into a car and we headed to an anti-war teach-in at the Berkeley Y, my first time to learn. That teach-in got me to want to learn more. And I sought out a professor when I got back to Cal State who directed me to an issue of Fortune magazine. Some of you old timers know that Fortune magazine is the rag for the 1%. It was in the capitalist's own words that I found that the U.S. ruling class had its sight on seizing control of the vast resources of oil, mineral, wood, and labor to be found in Southeast Asia. To do this would require U.S. dominance, and it needed to be achieved by any means necessary, including going to war. Today, while we celebrate here the anniversary of the defeat of U.S. imperialism, you and I know that a new imperial domination is threatening to return. Returning in the form of the so-called Asian Pivot, the Trans-America Pacific Partnership, lies and deception was used to sway the public to support that unjust war 40 years ago. Today, lies, deception, and secrecy is being used again. Prior to that Berkeley teach-in, my anti-war perspective was shaped by the call to end the war and to bring the boys home. While this call was okay, as far as it went, the Berkeley teach-in challenged me to dig deeper. It challenged me to learn the history of colonialization by the French and the Japanese, and now the U.S. imperialists. It challenged me to learn about the people and to embrace their liberation, their struggle for liberation and freedom and self-determination. Finally, that teach-in challenged me to understand why the terror being inflicted on the people looked just like me. It was during this time that the U.S. military introduced the practice of killing as many people as possible and using body count as a gauge for measuring the success of the war. The ruthless deaths that result galvanized communities of color across the country. Chicanos, blacks, Asians, native people, we were uniting in solidarity to support the Vietnamese freedom fighters. Communities of color also came to the realization that our own fight here at home for community self-determination and liberation was linked to a common enemy. U.S. imperialism, white supremacy, and patriarchy. Ho, ho, Ho Chi Minh, dare to struggle, dare to win. And one struggle, many fronts. This became our rallying cry. And exactly 40 years ago, on April 30th, 1975, we celebrated. And some of us, like Gary in the back, celebrated in the streets. I remember exactly where I was. So today, it's my hope that, like the Berkeley teach-in 46 years ago, we leave here today renewed in our desire to dig in more deeply, to be intentional in building solidarity with each other, and strengthening our anti-imperialist organizing in our respective communities. And again, one struggle, many fronts. Thank you. Now I want to introduce my dear friend and comrade, Chu Chang. She's my sister, who I've known for over 10 years. That's why we cried, because our experiences is very special. And I'm blessed to know her because she inspires me always. Chi.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Pam, for sharing. And I would like for us to say what I start with. There's nothing more precious than independence and freedom. So we're going to start with whispering in our voice, and then we start louder, and then we start louder.
There's nothing more precious.
There's nothing more precious.
Independence and freedom.
Independence and freedom.
There's nothing more precious.
There's nothing more precious.
Than independence and freedom.
Than independence and freedom.
There's nothing more precious.
Than nothing more precious.
Than independence and freedom.
Than independence and freedom.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for setting the tone for us. My name is Thuy Giang. I'm Thuy Giang Nguyen. Dr. King say about the US war, our government is the greatest purveyor of violence in the world today. And we think his leadership is really important in the turning point of the anti-war movement. I want to appreciate that movement here, and I want to be on that the shoulder that we stand on. And we also want to thank Malcolm X, SNCC, and many others who played a crucial role in opposing the war, specifically the war in Vietnam. And as well as the Black Panther Party in Oakland here. One of the things they say, in the spirit of revolutions, internationalism, solidarity, and friendship, they offer troops to the National Liberation Front. And we see it as like the offer to the people of the world. That's when we need it most. And they offer their friendships. I wanted to share that because I was just really inspired reading that. And I think that's really transformed my politics. I'm a daughter of four. I was born in Vietnam for 10 years after post-war Vietnam. With that say, I also left the country with my mother in refugee camp for 3 years, came to reunite it with my dad and my older brothers here in the United States in Oakland, where he found home. And then I lived here in Oakland for 23 years. Kind of like most of you, I went to public middle school and high school called Casamont, very much in the East Oakland. The first time I start asking question is, why am I the only, I'm the only five people in the class of 200 people that get 2 4-year educations. So that experience is definitely isolating me, so that then I were like, okay, well, I'm the only one that from my school, that who I know as a refugee, as a person from Oakland, as a person from Casamont, I'm the only class that went to Berkeley, so it was incredibly lonely. I just want to share that. My process of politicization is when I finished Berkeley, not really finish it, but involving to work in VIT community. I started with a group called VIT Unity, and that's why we mentioned VIT Unity. There's a lot of generation. We started in 2003. There's a small group. They wanted to kind of interested in exploring the alternative to what is what we call now is the dominant narratives. And a lot of you all know is that the Vietnamese community in diaspora mostly support the U.S., so they're pro-U.S. So for us to explore an alternative is a very difficult space to find. And so the work begin kind of bring us together. And we learned that in one of the documentary called Enforcing the Silence, it's describing a Vietnamese activist in the 80s where a journalist activist were assassinated. He one of the fifth one were get killed, and he found an organization called Vietnamese Youth Student in Tenderloin, San Francisco. What that documentary tell us is that it's an incredible risk for Vietnamese organizer to want to organizing their own community and shifting the narratives, especially here in the United States and for the diaspora. And so for a lot of us, taking that risk and exploring what it means to be a Vietnamese and a progressive, really compartmentally. So just like a progressive, I could be a progressive, I could join the Asian American movement, but really not connecting what is my role as a Vietnamese person. Whereas, you know, in Vietnam, Vietnam had a victory against U.S. imperialism, but we really don't make that connections. So for us, the work is about exploring, about healing, about understanding our own history, our own family history, and at the same time, taking that risk. So I think for a lot of younger generation, that's what I feel like my role is, trying to explain that risk. Whereas my parents who came here, I think they already exhausted by the impact of war. So talking about anything more or even wanted to change them is almost really impossible. But I have a lot of compassion for them. They are also a victim of war. And even they are in both the pro the U.S. or, you know, both of my family. My dad is on the south side. My mom, most of family, even including her younger brother, 16-year-old, were kind of lost his life during the revolution too. So there's a lot of complexity in the Vietnamese community that we all hold and we don't know, and we need a space to talk about it. So that's the work that VIT Unity were able to create, and a lot of kind of the projects within the VIT Unity community to create for our young people, and that's why we're here today, we're talking to you today. I think I'd like to close it as a closing note on my thoughts. I think it's important as of right now too, that as a person, it's important for me to acknowledge that Vietnam only have 40 years of independence. Growing up, I never told that stories. The story of self-determination. So to really embody that story is kind of shake my core. And that's why we live in the United States, we don't talk about the imperialists. Such a contradiction. And when we talk about it, we're kind of scared about it. Yeah, we're scared to the shit. We're scared to ourselves. Looking into the mirror and scare the shit out. And I feel like there's a nexus between the state violence of the police against community color here and the state violence against the countries where I'm come from. The victory of Vietnam is a victory not just for the Vietnamese liberations, but also for all the oppressed. And I would encourage you all, my brother and sister, my own kin, to explore that question for yourself. It takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of commitment. It takes a lot of emotion. So let's build, let's organize. And most importantly, remember to love each other. We have nothing to lose but our chains. Thank you.